All right. Joining us, outstanding book, Dave Herman. Did it. It's called Almost Yankees, The Summer of 81 and the Greatest Baseball Team You've Never Heard Of. And Dave, this is a book, a labor of love for you, but you talk about the Columbus Clippers at a very important time in America with the strike season going on. And all of a sudden, the Columbus Clippers became the story. And a lot of those players went on, Dave Righetti, Steve Alboni, some we know out here in San Francisco. But you did a great story about that year. Tell us about it.
Well, thanks, Marty. It's a thrill to be on with you. Yeah, it was a special season in 1981. Really, a lot of this for me, for all the Steinbrenner intrigue and all the attention that the Clippers got during the baseball strike and the title they won, this was my first favorite team. I think it's still my favorite team in some ways of all time. You know, I think a lot of baseball fans have this, that team that just grabs them when they're young. And you know, I learned how to keep score with this team and how to track along with box scores and taking my glove to the game. And yeah, it was a very magical season in Columbus. Steve Balboni hitting monster home runs and Dave Righetti. And obviously one I'll never forget. I've loved tracking these guys down and telling the stories.
Boy, for you, first of all, let everyone know the Columbus Clippers, what kind of a team were they? Where did they play? Who was the manager? And why this team became so famous?
The Columbus Clippers were the AAA affiliate of the Yankees at that time. And there were a lot of very talented players for this team that sort of were stuck in George Steinbrenner's system. He was not one to promote younger players from within or trust them. He always wanted to go out for the kind of high-priced, often overpriced free agent. But he wanted to win at all levels, so he stocked this team. They had an unusual collection of talent for AAA. The manager, Frank Verde, had his own sort of Moonlight Graham moment in the majors where he played one defensive inning for the Yankees in 53 and was in the box twice and got pulled out and never got to hit and then sent to the minors and never made it back.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a lot of amazing stories around this team for sure. Frank Verde, of course, was at the time trying to get back to the majors as a coach, trying to get there as much as any of the players at the time.
Steve Balboni, of course, bye-bye Balboni, one of the advanced scouts of the Giants and one of the trusted people that very much part of the Giants World Series victories here in 2010, 12, and 14. He's in the book as well.
Oh, yeah. He was so much fun to watch. He would not only hit a lot of home runs, but, you know, just the mileage on him. I saw him hit a 500-foot home run off Steve Bedrosian when Steve Bedrosian was pitching for the Richmond Braves on a May night with my dad, and the people were just slack-jawed in the stands. I mean, and then talking to Steve about that, he remembers it quite well and has said, you know, there's no other time I've hit a ball quite like that. And he was sort of this Bambino-esque figure, swung a huge bat, kind of soft-spoken, though, but just a terrific, fun player to watch as a kid and certainly as while growing up as well.
Dave Righetti, and I've talked to Dave about being on this team, and Dave had good memories of it, and I think he bounced back and forth a little bit, but he was part of the Columbus Clippers in 81.
You know, he was just absolutely dominant at the beginning of that season. It was so hard to kind of force your way up to the big club under Steinbrenner, but there was just no denying him. He was 5-0 with a 1.00 ERA. He'd allowed, I think, one run in 27 innings, and they literally called him up in the middle of an outing. And he goes on to win the American League Rookie of the Year and pitched against Fernando Valenzuela in the World Series that year. And, you know, we had moved from Columbus to California, and he was one of my favorite players, and from San Jose. So I was thrilled when he came back over to the Giants for sure a few years later.
How did you track all these guys down? Because you got to, what, like three-quarters of the people who were involved.
Yeah, I think I got to 28 out of the 36. Well, I am a reporter by trade. So, you know, certainly some of those skills, a lot of them were just listed in the online white pages, honestly. Certainly the Clippers and Major League Baseball Alumni Association were very helpful and sort of word of mouth. But yeah, most of the guys, some I had to, you know, it took quite a while or, you know, some weren't as interested to talk, but most were and were sort of happy to walk down memory lane. And we had a lot of fun. A lot of them really opened up to me about maybe just missing the majors or not being there very long and shared about how they still dream about it and that sort of thing. It's been a lot of fun.
You talk, Dave Herman is with us. The book is Almost Yankees, The Summer of 81 and the Greatest Baseball Team You've Never Heard Of. And now we've heard of them, believe me. They went on, did they win? They won, right? Didn't they win?
They did. They did something that no International League team has had done before or has ever done since. They won their third straight International League pennant and then also their third straight Governor's Cup. That's the season-ending playoffs. And so they had that accomplishment. The weird thing for me was we moved away in August. I mean, I was rabid for this team, and, you know, it was 1981. I couldn't just flip up my laptop and track them. And so there's a lot of unfinished business for me in writing this. I had looked it up a couple years later, saw that they did win, but I never knew how or the details. And with the exception of your Balbonis and Rigettis and some of the guys that made the majors, I just kind of wondered whatever happened to all these childhood heroes of mine and, again, had a good time finding them.
There's another name that jumps out at me, Buck Showalter. How did he fit into this?
Well, you know, Buck had been at the AA level and had fared pretty well as a hitter at AA. And he made the Clippers out of the at the beginning of the 81 season. But, you know, Steinbrenner once again went out and acquired another major league veteran, a guy named Dave Stegman, who'd played for the Tigers. And that sort of bumped Buck back down to AA Nashville. And in talking to him, he sort of realized that, you know, he might have topped out as a hitter at AA. But obviously he went on to the hugely successful managerial career. But, yeah, he was with the Clippers for about a month early in the season.
Boy, interesting. Dave, let me ask you this. The toughest to track down, who would that have been?
Well, I have to say a guy named Dave Coleman, who was sort of the archetype of the, you know, aging veteran, oldest guy on the team, 30, almost didn't report at the beginning of the season. He'd had 12 at-bats for the Red Sox back in 77, but, you know, good luck making those teams, and had never made it back since. I ended up having to, I found a mention of his son who was a dentist in Dayton, Ohio, and contacted his son, and his son convinced Dave to talk to me, and it took a couple years, honestly, but one day I was sitting at my day job, and the phone rings, and it's Dave Coleman, and we talked for about 45 minutes, and it was a great interview. Dave Coleman had a really important role down the stretch, but yeah, I had to kind of pull out all the stops to try and get in touch with some of the guys for sure.
Boy, very good. I enjoyed the book. It's so well written, and of course you're a writer by trade, and you really capture kind of the images. I always say I like to feel the images of the game. An anecdote you could share with us maybe that was fun learning?
You know, I had a great experience. There's a player named Marshall Brandt who was really sort of everyone's hero in Columbus, home run hitting, never refusing an autograph, great with kids and teaching at clinics and just terrific. And he is one of these players that sort of got stuck in the Yankee system. And, you know, I had no idea really what he'd been doing all these years. Well, he's from Santa Rosa, and, you know, he'd, you know, done some, you know, selling of cars and stuff like that over the years. And, you know, I went to his house and I met him, and it was the first time, and, you know, knocked on the door, and the 6'5" silver haired guy answers the door. And I'm thinking, well, maybe I can talk to this guy for a couple hours. I hope it'll be fun. And we talked for 10 hours.
Wow,
and,
come on,
you know,
10 hours.
10 hours. We had meals together.
Okay.
We didn't just talk about baseball, but we talked about life. And he opened up to me a lot about sort of the inner struggles he went through, some of which I really relate to. And so that's just really been a favorite moment. He's been very encouraging and even told me once, you know, the roles have sort of reversed here. You know, when I was trying to get a book deal, he said, you know, now I'm the one sitting up in the stands cheering for you to succeed. And, you know, what do you even say to that? You know, this guy's my hero. And you know, I got to throw out a first pitch at, the Clippers game earlier this year. And, you know, it's just been a great, fun ride for me. And, this is a thrill, too. I love KNBR. Like I said, we moved to the Bay Area, and I've been a Giants fan ever since. And, you know, this is just great.
Well, glad to have you on. The passion in the book comes across really easily, and it's very well done. Where does one get the book?
You can buy it on Amazon.com. or really most online retailers. Hopefully it's at a local bookstore. University of Nebraska Press is a great publishing house. You can get it through their website. And it's out there, and I'm real excited about it. I hope people enjoy it. A lot of good baseball nostalgia in Almost Yankees.
Very good. We have the book tree up in Montclair. David will have it up there. for us locally in the Bay Area. Hey, thanks for coming on, Dave. I appreciate it, and you're welcome anytime. And as I said, I've run into Balboni and Righetti, and Rick Riz was the announcer. I know I'm going to talk to him about it as well. So a lot of familiar names, but congratulations. Nice job.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, that is Dave Herman. Almost Yankees, The Summer of 81. It's a baseball book. It's a baseball book that you'll enjoy. You know, it's got stories. Good. My staff here is smiling at me. Very good. Thumbs up from Allie. Very good. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.